Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 2nd to 22nd, 2017 in communities across Canada. The RVF series, which showcases the diversity, duality, and dynamism of Canada's Francophone communities, is brought to you by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and this station. Please stay tuned for the next half hour for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. Visit ncra.ca/RVF for more information on the series.
My name is Patrick August, the National Project Coordinator of the RVF for the NCRA, which stands for National Campus and Community Radio Association. The NCRA attended the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie launch event for 2017, which was hosted by La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures last March 2nd at the Checkman Theatre in Orleans, Ottawa. Barry Rourke, our executive director, and I were welcomed there by Mr. Guy Matt, the executive director of the Cross-Cultural Foundation of Dialogue, who was the host for the evening. Around 60 people were there gathering to celebrate the launch of the International Month of de la Francophonie, which is the month of March each year. This evening started with a round of cocktail and a few speeches from esteemed guests before a comedy show took place as part of the various events which are scheduled across Ontario and all over Canada during the month. The night highlighted the importance of the 150th anniversary of the Canadian Federation, where linguistic duality is viewed as an asset for the country inside and outside. In covering the RVS launch event, we are going to hear from Mr. Guy Matt, as well as Parliamentary Secretary for Heritage Canada, for official language, Charles Cassey, an MP of Charlottetown of Prince Edward Island. There were also speeches from Andrew Leslie, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Canada-US Relations, and MP of Orleans, and Lise Bourgeois, President of the College La Cité d'Ottawa, a local French college. Finally, we also talk with Mariette Muller, who is one of the two spokespersons of the RVF 2017, as well as Michel Matifas, who is the president of the Economic Development Society, Jean Legère, executive director of Le Regroupement des gens d'affaires de la capitale nationale. Please stay with us to learn more about the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie celebration for 2017. You will hear now Guy Matt, executive director of the Cross-Cultural Foundation of Dialogue, welcoming different important guests for 3 minutes at this event during his speech.
Député d'Ottawa Orléans au niveau fédéral, c'est aussi le secrétaire parlementaire de la ministre des Affaires étrangères pour les relations Canada-États-Unis. De ce temps-là, une grosse job en général. On vous souhaite bonne chance. Je voudrais aussi signaler la présence de la sous-ministre qui est secrétaire adjointe à la francophonie canadienne, pour le secrétariat des affaires intergouvernementales canadiennes, dans les 2 cartes de visite quand elle se présente, parce que c'est trop long ça, Mme Sylvie Lachance. Mme Lachance, elle est là-bas, devant M. Leslie, là-bas. Et elle nous a annoncé, à notre grand déplaisir, qu'elle va prendre sa retraite au mois d'avril. On la verra plus après ça. À moins que vous nous invitiez dans votre chalet, faire une petite fête chez vous, vous nous aviserez. Je voudrais aussi signaler la présence de Hubert Lucier, sous-ministre adjoint au ministère du patrimoine canadien. Je l'ai vu quelque part, M. Lucier. Levez la main, il est en train de manger. Non? Il est en train de boire. Merci, monsieur. Ah, là, voilà le monsieur avec la belle barbe blanche là, qui est derrière le Père Noël, parce que c'est lui qui fait la distribution des argents du patrimoine canadien. voudrais également remercier la, signaler la présence de Sylviane Lantier, qui est la présidente de tous les francophones qui vivent à l'extérieur du Québec. Madame Sylviane Lantier, la présidente de la RCFA, qui est quelque part aussi. Madame Lantier, elle, ils sont tous ensemble dans le même gang, dans le même coin. Ils doivent être en train de négocier quelque chose. Je voudrais également, et là, je dois dire, M. Michel Matifa. M. Matifa, qui est le trésorier de la Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, autrement dit, le gars qui paye mon salaire. Grosse main d'applaudissements. Merci, M. Matifa. Merci, M. Matifa. Bien content de vous avoir avec nous ce soir. Il est là-bas. Levez le chèque. Ah, OK, dans la main. Alors, M. le secrétaire parlementaire, chers amis, quel plaisir d'être présent avec vous pour ce lancement national des rendez-vous 2017. C'est un bel endroit. C'est un endroit symbolique qui existe ici, dans la région d'Orléans. C'est presque nouveau. Ça fait quelques années que ça a été bâti et on s'en sert beaucoup, beaucoup, beaucoup au niveau du mouvement d'implication francophone d'Orléans.
Now, we have an extract of Charles Cass' speech. He is the Parliamentary Secretary for Heritage Canada for Official Languages and MP of Charlottetown in Prince Edward Island. MP Cassé is the representative of Mélanie Joly, Minister of Heritage Canada.
I'd like to thank the Shankman Arts Center for hosting us by offering bilingual programming and providing facilities where Ottawa's Francophone and Anglophone communities can thrive together. The center is a true model of our country's linguistic duality, a true joining of our language and culture.
Let's hear a few words of Andrew Leslie, Parliamentary Secretary to the Minister of Foreign Affairs between Canada and the United States. He is the MP of Orleans. In this 42nd of his speech, he's telling how he's happy and proud to welcome this launching event in this county, in his county.
Alors, mesdames et messieurs, merci de m'inclure ce soir et je suis bien ravi d'être ici. Je suis très fier que vous êtes ici à Orléans. Vous savez bien que Orléans a la plus grande majorité des francophones hors de Québec dans un comté du Canada. Je suis bien fier de ça. Et ici, nous sommes joints par des invités distingués et je les suggère qu'ils restent ici ce soir. Vous passez quoi, 2-3 jours ici, une semaine, pour mieux comprendre notre besoin comme un train léger, les autres. Je m'excuse. Je m'excuse. Ça, c'est du politique. Merci encore.
Lise Bourgeois, président of le Collège de la Cité d'Ottawa, was there also. We hear 1 minute of her speech when she spoke about how the theme of this year RVF, the 3D, diversity, duality, and dynamism, is experienced in a college which has 30% of their students coming from Francophonie, cultural diversity in Canada, and 350 international students coming from Francophonie, foreign countries.
Bien, on s'associe à l'événement qui est chapeauté par la Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures. Et j'aime très particulièrement la thématique retenue cette année, la francophonie en 3D, diversité, dualité, dynamisme. Et je trouve que le collège s'inscrit bien dans ce thème cette année. Nous sommes représentatifs de cette diversité et du dynamisme qui anime la grande famille de la francophonie internationale. Vous savez que notre communauté collégiale compte des centaines de francophones, des milliers de francophones et francophiles qui proviennent des quatre coins du pays. Et en fait, à la cité, 30% de nos étudiants sont issus de communautés multiculturelles francophones. Et le collège compte aussi 350 étudiants internationaux qui proviennent essentiellement des pays d'Afrique, de l'Afrique francophone.
After the speeches, I had the opportunity to meet some people in attendance to talk about what RVF means to them. Bon, je suis maintenant avec la porte-parole hein, des rendez-vous de la francophonie 2017, le spokesperson, I guess you say. And I'm asking her to introduce herself.
Mariette Muller, PDG du World Trade Center Winnipeg et porte-parole des rendez-vous de la francophonie 2017.
Alors, Mariette Muller, I understand that your activities are more in the west side of the country. And can you tell me how you were approached by la Fondation to have that role?
Well, first of all, I'm the president and CEO of the World Trade Center Winnipeg. The World Trade Center Winnipeg is a bilingual World Trade Center. The language of the office is French, but we did buy the license for the World Trade Center with the Winnipeg Chamber of Commerce. So we work a lot with the Francophone and Anglophone communities in business. What we really love is that the Anglophones in Manitoba understand the value added of La Francophonie. And in this role, that's how I think they approached me to be the co-spokesperson for Les Rendez-Vous, because we have this normal relationship where we are convinced that Francophonie has a place, has something to offer in the culture, but also in the business world.
What was your first reaction?
I was quite honored, to tell you the truth, and excited, because I believe in it so much. I really believe in the fact that we have a bilingual country, and sometimes we forget Francophone outside Quebec, but it's alive and well, and definitely contributes to the society as a whole. And in my world, it's mostly in the economic sector.
And talking about the economic sector, do you think, let's say, two or three challenges that the business, French business faces where you live, I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of it is you want to make sure that your clients and your suppliers understand you, so you can still have Francophonie in your everyday, but to have very much Francophone in the business is not always obvious. So I think you have to find different ways of making it shine. And we see all kinds of businesses in Manitoba that will have some different ways of showcasing their Francophonie, but not losing clients that don't understand what they're talking about. So a lot of bilingualism is kind of the key. And also one of the challenges is the fact that there's a lot of internalization, like a lot of global. We go global, and as soon as you go global, the language of business is English. But in our case, we also know that there's a lot to go get in the Francophone markets. So we have to play that card also, to use our bilingualism to go get markets that maybe others don't go get.
Do you feel a kind of responsibility that you have beyond that just making money, generally the motivation of a business people, but do you feel that kind of responsibility you have?
Oh, I absolutely. I think responsible economy is the key. Responsible in the sense of the planet. Responsible in how you treat people and your employees. Responsible in what you are providing to your clients, whether it's healthy or whether it's environmentally smart. And also responsible to be a plus in society and giving back. So some companies in Winnipeg are extremely good at philanthropy. They make money, good. They treat their employees well, good. But they also give back to the community, and I think that's a big key in business.
Wow. And about your role, like you're going to be to start playing for the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, can you give us an idea? You have an idea, but explain a little bit the detail about what will be your role as a spokesperson of the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie.
The role is really to promote the Rendez-vous, to make sure that people participate in the different contests and fun stuff that's being organized. It's to give a to promote the plus of La Francophonie in Canada and outside Quebec also, because we know that we can find Francophone economy and Francophone culture and products in Quebec. But we can also find that outside Quebec. And that is one of the roles we play, is to make sure that we promote this this beautiful gift that we can give to Canada and to the world.
I see that you speak English very well. When did you start speaking English like that? I guess you were born French. I don't know. Explain a little bit about your story about that.
Well, I was from a Francophone family in a small town called Saint-Pierre in Manitoba. So what happens in Saint-Pierre is, although the town is French, the reality in Manitoba is there's English everywhere. So we just learn it from the street. And so my first language is French, but we speak English a lot every day, because it's part of the reality of living outside of Quebec. And it's fine, but as long as I speak French every day is what comes, and I speak with my heart, and it's a little bit easier to speak in French.
I don't know if you are a kid, but do you think that you try how the youth to pass on to the youth?
If I...
That Francophone identity and...
Well, I'm certainly identify myself as a Francophone, yes. Also as a bilingual, because that's the reality. And foremost as a Canadian human being. So I think if we can be Canadians and still be proud of being also French or also, an Italian or other communities that have joined Canada, it's great. We identify and we're connected to something else. And in my case, it's the Franco-Canadian culture.
Thank you very much.
Merci.
We remind you that you are listening to the Rendez-vous de la Francophonie 2017 launch, which took place last March 2nd in Shakeman's Theatre in Harawa.
Hi, my name is Michel Matifat. I'm the president of the Economic Development Society here in Canada, representing all Francophone outside province of Quebec as entrepreneur and helping entrepreneurs to start businesses here in Canada, in French.
That means, let's say business in French. Let's do business in French. Sometimes they say that the English is the real language to do business. French is a little bit hard to do business with the French. What type of challenges do you think that French people face talking about business?
Well, there's no doubt. If you're going outside Quebec, and maybe Ontario and New Brunswick, you have a lot of Francophone. But if you go like where I'm from, British Columbia, you need to speak English, no doubt. However, a lot of people coming from France, coming from Quebec, or coming from any Francophone country really appreciate being received or being welcome in a province like British Columbia and having someone can speak French to them. And just showcase like British Columbia, with all the beauties of British Columbia and the ocean, the mountains.
Okay, all right. That means, but we have to agree that the main province in Francophonie is Quebec. And your organization, what type of initiative that they take and to help the French business, French people?
There's several initiatives that they do. I'm going to give you one example right now that we're working on. It's called a corridor touristique, means across Canada. It's a path for Francophone to meet entrepreneurs in bread and breakfast, any places for tourism. So someone can go from one ocean to the other and be received in their own language, the Francophone and French. And so we want to make sure we can showcase all the entrepreneurs, all those people who have businesses, and so and it's showing all the beauty of Canada in the meantime. So this is one of the projects we do. Like I say, I was mentioning to you, we're helping also entrepreneurs for developing business plan. So if they're coming up and they want to know about starting their own business, we're going to help them to develop and start a business and give them support on any manner we can do. So those are a couple initiatives that we do on a regular basis. A lot also about the youth. We're helping young entrepreneurs. So it's not only for people coming to Canada, it could be existing young entrepreneurs. So with the school, we're helping for someone who's looking to be self-employed and starting their own business.
Do you think, let me ask you, maybe, I don't know, for me, maybe the trick question, but you're going to see. Do you think that talking different language, let's say, for example, pushing for French, it not raising some barrier? Do you think that we should just lower that barrier and everyone speak English? Maybe it will be easy to do business. I don't know. What do you think of that?
I guess there's no doubt. A business... it's easier for in one main language, but what a lot of people appreciate is when someone can speak both languages, and being served in either languages is really helpful and showing that Canada has a huge advantage compared to United States, where you can be helped, you can be served in either languages, and it's showing that people made the effort to, you know, connect with those people and just facilitate even their trip if they're coming to visit or starting a business if they're looking to start a business.
What do you think of the trends? I heard that in the news, for example, new immigrants, they are lead to speak English, they lead to the English word. What do you think of the trends for several years to now?
The trends is, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, again, if I'm looking any outside Quebec, there's a huge push with respect to that. But I'll give you another example here in British Columbia. A lot of people coming from China now going and learning French as a second language because they see the benefit of having two languages or three languages in their case. So there is a lot of people understanding the benefit of speaking more than one language. It's like in Europe. I mean, you know, there's people speaking three or four languages. And it's really helpful, again, to develop the community, to show the talent we may have, to express all the beauty of surrounding a particular region, area. So this is what's make the a big difference. Like I say, there's no doubt you need English in a place like Vancouver to develop your business. But in the fact of having French, it does help a lot.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
You are listening to interviews which were made at the Rendezvous de la Francophonie 2017 launch. That's March 2nd in Ottawa.
Bonjour, my name is Jean Légère. I'm the executive director of Le Regroupement des gens d'affaires de la capitale nationale, which translated would mean I'm executive director for a francophone business group here for the Ottawa capital region.
How many members you have so far?
We have about 600 member, like business members, but we have about 1,200 to 1,500 people that are acting into business that we kind of communicate with and invite to all our activities that we have all year.
But you accept also English business people, not just French.
No, what we say is that we're a business group for francophones and francophiles. You know, the people who are Anglophone but speak French. We have quite a few of them. I would say a good 5 to 10% of our members are francophile because they want to link up with the French businesses or French business owners in the area.
Yeah, can you give me an idea of the main challenges that your members face and what you try to do to help them out?
The challenge is a lot about business development. It's about finding new clients. It's about meeting people also, networking. The networking aspect for a business is very, very important. And that's where the RGA, or Regroupement des gens d'affaires, plays a major role. We also can notice that they have issues when it comes to recruiting personnel. Having good manpower is a very important aspect. Also, there's all the issues of having government listening to their needs, taxation, of course, and all of these matters. So we are the spokes group, actually, for the business community here in Ottawa, Francophone business community. So we have to deal a lot with the city of Ottawa, but we also cover the Outaouais side, that means the Quebec side. So we work mostly with the municipal government, but also with large corporations.
What you? It looks like you don't have many, a lot of business people from the cultural community, like people coming from Africa, new immigrants. I said, do you see the same thing? If yes, what you can do to overcome the challenge, and what is the condition to become part of your association for a business person?
I'm glad you're asking the question about what we call the people from immigrant descent, like recent immigration. We have actually one initiative right now that we're working on is that we're trying to build an inventory or a list of those entrepreneurs in order to get them to participate in the larger network. Actually, we're going to have an event around the end of March, especially for immigrant entrepreneurs, francophone entrepreneurs. So that's very exciting because we want to bring them in. We want to make sure that they integrate the economic structure or society or fiber of the community. And to be a member of our organization, there's not really any, I would say, big criteria. It's just pay your membership, participate in the
event. How much is the membership?
Membership can run up to, from $200 to $4,000, depending on the size of your business. Like if you have a big corporation, of course, the membership will be much higher. And if you're just a young entrepreneur, for instance, it could be only $200. And then so, and we also have, we also try to include people from the not-for-profit sector because they are business people. So we have special rates as well for not-for-profit organizations.
Have you got program like for youth, like to joint experience people with students, for example?
We're building mentorship programs. We're going to work on that. At this time, we're not really ready to offer this service, but it's coming. Yeah, because there's not many French services for that need right now in the Ottawa area, and so we want to try to develop that.
What is important for you to being here at the launch of the Rendezvous de la Francophonie?
Well, we are a Francophone organization. And so we support, and we also understand that business is very important to support cultural activities such as this one. So I want to make sure that the relationship is close between the business community and also the community at large, the Francophone community at large. And we have to be part. We want to collaborate with other organizations that are here present. So I think it's very important that we are here, that we show our support.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I find our partnership with La Fondation pour le Dialogue de Culture to be very important to community radio landscape. Our stations really strive to support the communities they serve, and often English community stations are the only location that French-speaking community can come together in small rural cities. I believe this helps to shape how Canada is as a bilingual nation.
Finishing that report for you, I thank Barry Rook, our executive director of the NCRA, for assisting for this show. And we say hello to one of our station members from CJLY, Prudence Elise Button, who we met at this event. For more information and to learn more or get involved in the Rendezvous de la Francophonie 2017 celebration, which are happening in every province of Canada, please check out www.rvf.ca. Specifically, International Day of la Francophonie is March 20th each year. For feedback, to listen again, or access more information on the show, please visit ncra.ca/RVF. My name is Patrick Auguste. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, presented by La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Canadian Heritage, and the station. To learn more about the RVF series and the National RVF Celebration, and to send us your comments, visit ncra.ca/RVF.